Hey, welcome back to This Week in Victoria. I'm your host, Chris Daly. I will be joined shortly by Brother Gary Moses. We're going to talk about all the action going on in Victoria, all the exciting things going on. But first, these messages. We all need to thank Lemon Dreamy. Yes, Lemon Dreamy is the preeminent lemonade and lemon dessert bakery in the Crossroads area. They offer a wonderful variety of cookies, bars, breads, made-to-order cakes, pies, and other delectable lemon desserts. If you're looking for that refreshing glass of summer-in-a-cup kind of lemonade, you won't find any better than what they have at Lemon Dreamy. No powders, no dye, no artificial anything goes into their lemonade. At Lemon Dreamy, their only focus is on lemons. It's what they do because it's what they love. You'll love it too. Come on down, try some, and go squeeze the day. Visit them at lemondreamy.com and inside the Hive at 1915 John Stockbauer Drive. Hey, do you need to stand out and get noticed? Look no further than Solar Tint and Graphics. They specialize in residential and commercial solar film, security film, and decorative film installation. In addition, they do signs, as well as vehicle tinting and wraps. In fact, their graphics team does some of the best work around. Whether it's vinyl banners, vehicle signage, or you want to have the coolest looking ice chest in town, Solar Tint and Graphics will take care of you. And when you need window film for your home or business, they have exactly what you need. They use only top-of-the-line film, proven to save you big on your electric bills and stay beautiful. Not only will you save money, but the beauty and comfort have an immediate impact on how you feel and how the world sees you. So why wait? Visit solarstoptx.com or call 361-570-7867. That's Solar Tint and Graphics. solarstoptx.com.
Are you a business owner with little time to spare? Don't have enough time to do social media marketing well? You don't have to let it fall by the wayside. Let Fresh Media Works create and post engaging content on your behalf. With prices starting at just $75 a month, our services make you look great without breaking the bank. Text social to 713-269-4620 and let us handle it.
All right, everybody, join me in welcoming my brother from another mother, Brother Gary Moses. How you doing?
I'm great, Chris. Thank you. Thank you, as always. Pleasure to be with you. And I sure have enjoyed this. We've really touched some people, and they've touched me. And it's just been a fun program, sir. Really, really enjoying it.
Well, I like the fact that I've had people come up to me saying, hey, I really like that show. And that's really why we're doing it.
Well, that's exactly it. But trying to get the word out about events that people can go to and enjoy themselves, take care of some wonderful sponsors that have joined the group, talk on some great nonprofit organizations such as the Food Bank of the Golden Crescent, Robin and Cadel and her crew, and some good musical entertainment. But, I think we're touching the right bases. Hopefully, I think we're touching them.
I think so, and as always, we encourage anybody who has some input to let us know. Reach out to myself,
sure.
Reach out to Brother Gary.
That's right, and I'm enjoying it, like I say, and I thank our sponsors, too. Our nonprofit, of course, Food Bank of the Golden Crescent, we appreciate them. We try to help those. Our sponsors are being very helpful in helping those nonprofits by getting the word out there. And, I mean, I see Tina Goodner and James Kurth always, they're just terrific people. They have several great businesses there that you mentioned. Who else? Paul and Tony Nardini, those are wonderful people. Yes, they have a great service there. And anybody else we need to mention there at this point?
Milam, the guys from Smoking Gun Coffee, they're
great
supporters. Yeah.
Smoking Gun Coffee right there. Madam, thank you. Wonderful people. We say thank you for helping us spread the good news, the word out there about the many things going on. So you got some good folks there, and we're very blessed to have them. And so here we go, brother. You ready for another week of activities?
Amen. Hit me. What's going on?
All right. Starting this Thursday, of course, today, John Stormont lectures at the Museum of the Coastal Bend it's about ranching and ranching artifacts. And nice. The man who is there with his book, Kurt House, he's Chasing Billy the Kid. That's the name of his book, Kurt House. And I can't wait to try to get to that. 5:30 this afternoon. You can check that out, the Museum of Coastal Bend. They always have good lectures in their series, and so very interesting stuff, too. Really like that. That's today. All right, brother. And Chris, throw in if you want to add something on to it. Here we go. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Bach and Roll. Now, that's the Bach Festival. Bach, B-A-C-H, not back to rock and roll, but Bach and Roll. We have a fundraiser for them tomorrow, Friday, at the Victoria Bach Festival at Hood Benefits. Starts at 6 o'clock. Victoria Country Club. We're going to go by there for a little bit. There's just so much going on. And that's a good one. I've always been a big supporter of the Bach Festival. I bet you've been to a concert or two.
Yeah, I have. And Bach is actually one of my favorites out of all the classical composers. I just, there's something about the energy in his music that is wonderful.
It really is. I've enjoyed it. Many years I've been with him as a supporter. So that's Friday night. And then El Camino will be at Aerocrafters tonight. Great group there. And also tonight, Friday night, excuse me, that's Friday now. Victoria West will be playing Ray at Riverside Stadium, 6 o'clock, district game. Come on, West, you know. And East had a good start. They ran into a little buzzsaw at the beginning of the, last week. But they've been doing good. Victoria West at home Friday night. So put that one on the agenda right there. All right, we're moving into Saturday. Now, this one is a big thing. The Riverside Ride 2023, Kids Fest with that downtown. It's the Kiwanis Club that puts it on. And the Kiwanis Club, great group of guys and gals. They raise funds for their charities. It'll be at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, First English Lutheran Church, 8 a.m., kicks it off. You've got rides of 6 mile, 20, 30, 40, 50, and 60. Right now, I think today we were over 200 riders are participating. How about that?
Wow, that's awesome. I really enjoy those rides. I know I used to do a bunch of those century rides. That was in my younger days, but but maybe I could do that 6 mile.
6 mile, that's the family 10K. And that's okay. The whole family can do that one. And they have those out. And, again, benefits to Kiwanis Charities. The Riverside Ride starts at 8. The Kids Fest, which I'm emceeing that too, that starts at 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Live entertainment with Take 3, good jazz band. We'll have to get you something from them too. I'll get you a number on that. Stephanie Ross, she's going to be out there. There's a good folks that sing that would be perfect for our show right here, too. They're going to have games, activities, food truck, inflatables, all that Saturday from 8 to 2. How about that, brother?
Oh, that's going to be a blast for sure.
Yeah. And downtown, they've got several things downtown. Saturday is the spring market at Peaches and Tortillas. That's the fourth birthday party for her. I can't believe she's been in it for 4 years already. 10:30 a.m. to 3:30. It's the Peaches and Tortillas bunch, and they also have the Green Cow Creamery going to be inside there. They're based out of Quarrel. They're going to put a little deli inside Peaches and Tortillas. You might want to let your wife know that. And that's ice cream. In Full Bloom Market is what she's calling it, and the Green Cow Creamery will be in Peaches and Tortillas on Saturday. That's when they open it up down there. Inside her shop. How about that? I love stuff like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And I've heard about Green Cow Creamery before. And actually, my wife and I were considering taking a trip up to Quero and checking it out. Now we won't have to go.
Right. You got, now you know where it's at, brother. How about that?
That's right.
Okay. Well, now we're into Saturday. Of course, that was Saturday. We were talking on that one, those two events. Continuing Saturday, it's the VTX Art and Music Walk downtown Victoria from 4 to 9 o'clock. It's music, it's art, it's downtown, De Leon Plaza, plenty of it. You can walk around, hear some good music, check out terrific art, again, 49, free to go downtown and check it out right there. Love that.
Excellent.
And then also, Chris, I know that's these are good things right here. Do you ever play chess? Did you ever play chess?
Oh, I did. I did. And I'm completely lucky.
Well, that's it. She says, well, I never knew how to play it. It looks neat, but I never have played it. The Golden Crescent Chess Club meeting at the Victoria Public Library from 12 to 2:30. They'll be playing some games over there with that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Saturday also, the Victoria Farmers Market, 9 to 1, Patty Dustin Public Health Center. And who controls that one?
The Food Bank of the Golden Crescent.
That's right. So we give them a plug. And remember, every Wednesday they do it also out there at Patty Dustin, same time, 9 to 1, every Wednesday and Saturday. Now, you'll love these. Here's some out-of-town ones. We got a few of these. Mm-hmm. But while we're going around, the annual Goliad Massacre and Living History Program in Goliad. I was at the rodeo last week, Chris. They always put on terrific events there in Goliad.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great time. The Goliad Massacre and Living History Program, it's reenactors, living historians from all around Texas come over here. They'll be at the Presidio Lobby here. And that's all day, both Saturday and Sunday. They're reenacting the last days of Colonel Fannin's command.
Wow.
Very historical, very good information. And I've been there and done that. They wanted me to MC it, but I just have so many things in town. I just can't get out there for those 2 days. I may get by there maybe Sunday for a little bit just to see it. It's phenomenal. It's really good
stuff.
You, that's Saturday and Sunday.
If anybody in the area has not been to see it, and doesn't know maybe the whole story, it's a fascinating story, and they do a great job of telling it.
Amen. Well said, sir. So put that on the calendar for Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday also, Rockport Center for the Arts, their spring art show and fair. It's by the bay, Fulton Convention Center, 402 North Fulton Beach Road. They sent the stuff to me. Hey, if they want to get it on, we'll do it, right? Saturday, Sunday at the Rockport Center. And
yep.
Then also Saturday is the 150th year anniversary and birthday celebration of a town close to us, Cuero, Texas. How about that?
Wow, I had no clue. That's awesome.
Yeah, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., downtown Farmers Market from 9 to 2. They've got a car show, well, actually, show and shine, entertainment, a free concert in the evening featuring none other than Jared Birmingham. From 7 to 9 o'clock to close it out. Food trucks, the whole works. 150 years of birthday
wow.
celebration for Cuero, Texas. Yeah, I love it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
I would love to get there, but you see the schedule, and I got a wedding I'm attending on Saturday, too.
Yeah.
So I've got all day on book solid. Victoria East also has their Little League opening ceremonies at 10 o'clock. They got rained out this past Saturday. And they mm-hmm. moved it to this Saturday 10. They asked me to do it. I would love to do it, but we're going to be at the Kids Fest and the Riverside Ride
Riverside.
Downtown. They'll be all around. So there's just great things happening. Girls softball got postponed, too. We're not sure exactly what the youth girls softball will have their ceremony, when it's going to be or when, and if either at the beginning of the season or at the end of the season. But that's coming up. We'll let you know about that. So that's a full Saturday. And then we move to Sunday, sir. The Our
nice.
Lady of Lourdes, and we just got this one in, Our Lady of Lourdes Holy Name Society, which is Our Lady of Lourdes Church, chicken and sausage dinner, Sunday from 10:30 till sold out, $12. All plates are to go. And again, 105 North William Street. That is Sunday. So you got one on Sunday, along with that Goliad Massacre and Living History Program. Some great stuff right there. And then, brother, let me throw a few more in here.
Sure.
Of course, Monday, the True Crime Book Club meets again at the Victoria Public Library for a discussion on Monday night from 6 to 7. I'll probably see, Robin at the Boulevard Lions meeting. We're still looking for members for that. The Lions Club is still a great organization. We meet at mm-hmm. 6 o'clock at the Grapevine. Victoria West, on Tuesday, we'll be playing Gregory Portland, 6 o'clock here at Riverside Stadium. The Victoria College Lyceum Series will continue this Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the morning at the Victoria Fine Arts Center. You heard of Sean Austin, or Aston?
Oh,
John
yeah,
Aston.
Yeah, yeah, Aston.
John Aston. John Aston. Remember her husband? Wasn't he in? He was the Patty Duke is the mother, and John Aston was the husband, and yeah. He's been in several things. And what you call it? Our boy Sean Astin has been in Rudy, Lord of the Rings, the Goonies. He'll be talking about filmmaking and mental health discussion. How about that?
I love that. I love that.
Mother was Patty Duke. John Astin is father. Wow, that's some really good stuff right there. I'm gonna try to get down there on Tuesday. Let's see, we've got a partnership meeting on Tuesday morning, 7:30. At 120 Main, they always have a good spokesperson. And I'm looking at Wednesday, VFW. Of course, the good folks over there, the veterans, they always have coffee and donuts in the morning, 8:30 to 10. Hamburgers from 5 to 8 in the evening. KC's Bingo, Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. They always ask, please mention it. And also Wednesday, and I'll close this out right here with this one for Wednesday. It's National Vietnam Veterans Day, Chris, and that's going to be, we're going to be out there celebrating that, honoring those that have participated, and that's going to be at Patriot Park. You know where that one is, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Vietnam Veterans Day, National Vietnam Veterans Day, 9 o'clock in the morning with the ceremony, guest speaker Joe Pena, and I'll be emceeing that. So I wanted to end with recognition for Vietnam Veterans Day, the national one right there. So is that a great week of activities, sir?
Wow. Yeah, every time I think, wow, that's the best one we could ever have, you have another week full of great events.
I mean, really, it's just week after week after week, and I'm glad we have those kind of activities. I'm glad you allow us with the forum to get the word out. We try to do it as much as we can, and I think it's very beneficial in doing that. Boy, I really am impressed. A lot of good stuff, and we're just touching the tip of the iceberg now that spring is here, and with great events all the way till the end of school, and then summer's a whole new ball game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, we're going to play out the interview by John Paul Ord.
He's a good guy. Very good and talented young musician.
Definitely. All right, everybody, join me in welcoming John Paul Ortiz to the show. John Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Well, I have to tell you, I have to thank Brother Gary because he gave me your name and said, this is a guy we need on the show.
Well, yeah, I think, I had the opportunity to pass along different events that I've been a part of, and I see him a lot. And I think he actually taught my sister. So he said, oh, yeah, I know your sister. And because she used to do color guard in high school, and they used to have that. So he was a part of that. Oh, yeah, he always mentioned that with different things. So it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat to kind of come back to Victoria and see all the stuff that's really growing. And he's kind of, you know, he's a part of it. And I remember, even like I said, when I was younger, like he'd always be. So it's really neat from as a almost like growing into the growing up to kind of be like, man, it's cool. Like now I get to be a part of some of the stuff that he is involved in, which is really neat to for me.
Very cool. So tell me about where you grew up. Is it in Victoria?
Yeah. I grew up here in Victoria, and I went to high school here, and my family was here. And so I started learning guitar, pretty young. My dad kind of had a guitar, and he would always be playing records and music. So it's a lot of where my inspirations and stuff come from that. So I actually took it in high school more. They had an elective, I guess, at the time. So there was a music teacher, and it was just sort of people were just kind of sitting around, and I kind of wanted to be more serious about it. So I kind of spent that time.
I love it. The impact fathers have on our music is amazing. I know my father used to play records all the time, and now I love those records. What kind of stuff was your father listening to?
Yeah, he's very eclectic, what I would definitely say. It's kind of how I go with my approach. So he would be listening to anything from blues, like Johnny Winters to, Willie Nelson or the Beatles or like Black Sabbath. So it's like all kinds of music was playing in our Spanish music. So like it's just all these different kind of influences that I try to add in. And it's a lot of songwriters too, singer-songwriters, Jim Croce and Sills and Croft and all these different kind of people So yeah, it just kind of varies. It was a whole bunch of different music, and my mom and my dad, they'd always listen to stuff. So it's really neat to kind of incorporate that now that we and my brother we started doing stuff.
Yeah, I love that. My Spotify playlist has every one of those people you mentioned.
There you go. Yeah. It's kind of just varies. So yeah, it's kind of even when I was younger. I mean, even I like, you know, whatever it would be. Very pretty much a similar thing, so I never really get tired of it, and I always like hearing songs that are very they're very detailed, and I like that they're melodic, and sometimes people are very, at least in this day and age, is very, people are it's not the word impatient, but it's a very quick way of living sometimes, where everybody's, you check your phone, you swipe, okay, I'm gonna do something else differently. Like your patience is very short, and the very those days, like, the songs are really long, and you have Pink Floyd, and they have like double albums. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, nobody would really do that as much these days, because everybody's patience is very, very thin.
Yeah, the attention span is gone.
Attention span is the word. That's the word I was looking for. But patience and attention, they get like, oh man, let's get on with it already. But yeah, I like the slower down kind of methodical way of dealing with songwriting and music.
So tell me how you got into actually performing.
Yeah, my brother actually does a lot of the majority of the songwriting, so I kind of reworked his poems into songs when I was learning in high school and stuff. So from there, I started doing a little bit of shows. At the time, we released our first EP that we did, which was called Sorrowfield Skies. That was about 2010. And then I kind of took a break for a while. I moved away, and I had a family and stuff like that, and kind of eventually moved back here. But yeah, I kind of got back into doing it again. And before the pandemic and stuff happened, it was started going pretty well. And then everybody kind of just paused for a long while. But I still had opportunities, which is kind of cool, because they would still have, like, the farmer's market would be open, and people would be open air, because you kind of would be away from people, but you could still play. So people could still hear you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, there was very few venues that were open where they would want you to play. But since it was like open at the farmer's market and different places, like, you could still play and have an audience, because people would still come by, but they'd be kind of separated in different things.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't come, you know, they wouldn't come close to you or whatever it was. But it was still cool, because you could still kind of have a way of playing that wasn't totally just, you know, insular, like stuck at home or something. So that's kind of, and from there, I've kind of just, it's been kind of snowballing in a good way, you know, like different events. And I appreciate that people enjoy different kind of songs that I try to incorporate, and the original ones we're working on as well that I try to put in there.
So for people who have not heard you, what kind of venues do you play, and what kind of music?
Yeah, most of the time I play, it's probably like it could be like a winery, a wine bar, or sometimes they play at Aerocrafters. They have music. I play at Moonshine Drinkery downtown. I've played there a bit sometimes. A lot of times I play out of town too. It's like Beeville. I play in Port O'Connor. There's a place called Josie's. I play there. So it's just, it kind of just varies. And as far as the music, I can play a lot of different kind of things. Sometimes I play 80 songs, where I kind of mellow them down sometimes, or reimagine them. So it can be 80s hits like Phil Collins, or I'll play like Peter Gabriel, or different, just even 90s songs, 90s bands, singer-songwriters. And my original songs, I like a lot of slower, not slower, but I love songs, but in a different way, kind of. So it's all kinds of, I try to learn, and again, I'm getting back into doing it again. So like when I was playing, I didn't really play that many shows live at the time. So like, I'm learning songs, and I'm learning different people. Like, hey, have you checked this band out, or if you know this guy? I'm like, oh, okay. So like, even if I heard the song before, but like, I don't really get a chance to really dive into it as much as I normally would. So it's cool to kind of, you get to revisit stuff, and you get ideas, and you're like, oh, okay, that's cool, or that's, you get to see what other people like too, which is nice to kind of, like your palate grows a bit with what you're trying to accomplish, and when people, when they go out and they're, you know, having a drink, or they're at the, you know, at a bar or whatever, and you're like, okay, that's cool, I get to see what they like, or what, you know, so it's cool to kind of get a little bit of both worlds, where I can kind of enjoy what I still do, and mm-hmm. but you can still also incorporate what other people like or stuff like that. So it's a little bit of a balance like I try to do.
Uh-huh. So for people who want to expand their palette to include you, what upcoming venues are you performing at?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm playing, I play a lot, like I said, I play a lot out of town, Port O'Connor. I play, I'm going to be playing for the, they have the, Goliad has the art and music walk they're starting, the festival.
Yeah.
So I'll be playing there for, I think it's April 1st, and I'll be there, and I sometimes I play at the Pump House now.
Yeah.
Downtown, they have a for brunch. I'm usually about 11 to 2. But yeah, a lot of all of my show dates are on the Facebook page. I have it's on Love Me Last. You can look it up, and I also have the website, which is lovemelast.com. You can check it, and I'm gonna update all those shows and stuff like that are on there. So yeah, you can check it out and. I have the new music that we're trying to do. I'm trying to have it out by at least May or June. So
mm-hmm.
the single, and I'm trying to, for the actual full album, it's probably going to be like October or November.
Definitely. Well, John Paul Ortiz, gosh, I want to thank you so much for sitting down with me, sharing some of your story, and maybe we can get more people out there to your shows.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you for having me.
We're also brought to you by Smoking Gun Coffee. Smoking Gun Coffee is a father and son business. They're both veterans, and they founded Smoking Gun Coffee with the goal of providing high-quality artisan coffee and supporting veterans experiencing PTSD, suicide, and homelessness. They donate a portion of the proceeds to Serenity Village veterans who build houses for homeless veterans. Oh, and it happens to be some darn good coffee. In addition, their entire staff is made up of veterans as they work to give back to those who served. Military, first responders, and teachers always get 10% off their purchases at Smoking Gun Coffee. They have everything from a medium roast, dark roast, flavored roasts, K-cups, or cold brew. Heck, you can even pick up a sample pack so you can try them all. They have more than 15 locations, including Northside Pet and Ranch and J. Welch Farms in Victoria. Go check out Smoking Gun Coffee. Hey, do you like barbecue? If you're craving some delicious, authentic, Texas-style barbecue, look no further than La Vaca Barbecue. As one of Texas Monthly's top 50 barbecue joints in the state, they pride themselves on serving only the best craft-style barbecue around. The menu is packed with mouth-watering options like smoked pork, brisket tamales, you name it, it will knock your socks off. This family-owned business is run by the Navarez family, and their family tradition runs deep. Come try their delicious brisket, house-made sausage, and pork spare ribs with a house-made glaze that contains Big Red syrup. Yes, Big Red. They also serve specialty tamales and smoked pork belly tacos that are a true representation of their Mexican heritage and the Hill Country. They have two locations for you to choose from, Port Lavaca and Victoria. You can also order online or give them a call at 361-212-4860. At La Vaca Barbecue, they believe in Jesus, Texas, and brisket. Don't wait any longer. Come in and taste the best barbecue in Texas at La Vaca Barbecue today. They're open Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's La Vaca Barbecue at lavacabarbecue.com. And I tell you, we're talking really good stuff.
And we're also going to add a new segment. Courtney from Rankin's Nursery is going to be talking about plants.
Well, that, and people love that, especially this time of the year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Spring has sprung. It is time to get your flowers in and trim your trees, you name it. She'll tell you what to do.
Great. Great addition.
All right, everybody, join me in welcoming Sam and Courtney Poland from Rankin's Nursery to the show. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing awesome. And I have to say, when my wife and I were there a couple weeks ago, my wife fell in love with your wife, Courtney. She said, oh, I just want to take her home. She's so joyful.
I love that for me.
I appreciate that. That's sweet.
Yeah, I tell you. And I was just blown away by not only the breadth of knowledge about nursery and plants and all that, but the depth too. I mean, I'm just blown away because I'm so used to people helping me out when I go into a company and not really knowing what they're talking about, but you guys got it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Not everybody landscapes or gardens, so it's, you know, it's nice to be able to break down everything to where people are able to do it themselves and, you know, feel confident in planning everything and being set up for success so that everything always looks good and you're not just planting something and it doesn't turn out well.
Right, right. I've noticed other nurseries, let's just put it that way, have sold us stuff that then we find out is not even good for this area.
Yeah. So at our nursery and majority of local nurseries, we are only really going to carry stuff that does really well, you know, in this area, A, because we want our customers to be successful. And then two, you know, it doesn't do us any good to sell plants that aren't going to do well and end up with, you know, upset people.
Right, right. So since we're going to be doing this every week, I thought we would break it down into what we as home gardeners or ranchers should be paying attention to this week to make everything look beautiful and perform wonderfully.
Yes. So I did just notice, I was walking our tree line, I did see the pecans are starting to bloom. So hopefully that's end of the cold weather, hopefully. So they're usually a telltale sign that once those start coming out, that the freeze is out of the way. And I'm still keeping my guard up just a little bit, but I've been checking the weather every day, and it looks like they're about to get some sunny weather for the rest of spring.
Nice, nice. And before I get into your recommendations for the week, I noticed the tent caterpillars are out again. What's a good solution for those guys?
I would recommend a spinostad product, just something mm-hmm. to kind of take care of them things. Get them off the trees and out of your hair, literally. So hopefully that will cure that problem for everybody.
Nice, nice. All right, Courtney, let's jump in. What should we be focusing on this week?
Okay, so this week we want to be, of course, fertilizing the lawn if we haven't already. We, of course, have our Rinkin Supreme fertilizer. It was created by Mr. Rinkin. So it's formulated for the Victoria soil and surrounding counties. Really, mm-hmm. really great stuff. It has every neighbor asking, what did you do to your grass? So that is definitely a showstopper, number one priority. Also, another thing that we need to think about is last summer was so hot. We had such a bad drought. The plants were never able to really recover from the heat, and then we got flash freezes. Of mm-hmm. course, you know, February almost for about a week. So fertilizing what we already have planted is going to be super important to let those roots, let the plant recover, gives it its vitamins, its minerals that it needs to, you know, bloom back out and be healthier.
And what about people who are wanting some color in their yard? What are some good options for planting?
So I am a flower girl. I don't think you can ever have enough flowers. If you're somebody that doesn't necessarily want to, you know, redo the annuals in your bed every 2 to 3 times a year, perennials mm-hmm. are such a good option. So like Blue Days, Lantana, Verbena, that stuff's going to do really well. Anzalonia is a great perennial, but your perennials and your annuals just add such a good pop of color. I feel like they really show your personality because that's the areas in your landscape that you can really play with. Color can make your house just so welcoming to your guests. So I think everybody needs plenty of color all the time. So that's always a great option.
Nice. And then speaking of flowers, and this may be out of y'all's purview, when can we expect the hummingbirds back? Because I kind of expected they would be here.
So I think with the later colder weather that we got this year, I'm hoping to see them in the month of April. Because mm-hmm. usually, you know, like you said, they're usually around now. So I would anticipate in the next 2 to 5 weeks.
Okay. Excellent. Anything else we should be focusing on before we talk again next week?
I would say pruning back the hedges or the perennials that are already planted in the flower bed. Some things don't look great right now because of the late freeze that we got. But prune what you have. Don't be so fast just to jump and grab everything out that doesn't look great. We want to give it a couple weeks to recover. I'd say we know what's going to look great by about April 15th, mid-April. You should start seeing blooms. Stuff that you don't see greening out by then it probably is time to take those up and replace.
Nice, nice. And for people who are not aware of where you're at, tell people how to find you guys.
Okay, so our address is 2701 Salem Road. We're right off of the Loop and Salem, and we're right under the underpass across from McCoy's.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Courtney and Sam, guys, I want to thank you for our gardening minute. We'll come up with a cool name for that, I promise.
I can't wait. I'll be brainstorming.
So Rinkins, that's going to be a great addition. We thank them now for coming on board, too. Appreciate them. So you got some good folks there. Visit them and check them out. And if you do see them, thank them. And it's just a pleasure. Always a pleasure with you, Chris. We really enjoy doing this.
Yes, sir, Brother Gary. I wish we had time to spend longer periods together. This goes by so fast. I definitely need to carve out some time. I know you're busy. But just to, sit down with you and have some lunch or something.
We'll have to do that, buddy. It's always a pleasure with you. That's coming down the road. We're hitting that fast speed ahead, but we're going to do that one day. All right, brother?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you all. Thanks for listening.
Gosh, I want to thank everybody that played a role in this show. All the great interviews, of course, Brother Gary Moses, could not be possible without him. And of course, the sponsors who made this show possible. Please go out and support those nonprofits. Go out and support your local artists. Go out and support these businesses that help share This Week in Victoria. Until next time, for This Week in Victoria, for Brother Gary Moses and myself, enjoy This Week in Victoria, and hey, keep it real.